It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. It's been a week since residents of the Jacob Riis houses in the East Village were told not to drink or cook with tap water after initial tests detected unsafe levels of arsenic. Testing over the past 7 days has come back with no discernible traces of arsenic, yet residents of the public housing complex are still advised not to use the water while further analysis is underway. Here with an update is WNYC's Gwen Hogan, who's been covering this story. Gwen, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Before we get to the latest, remind us how the city first discovered there was arsenic in the tap water of the Riis houses.
Right. Well, to be clear, we're still trying to understand if there is arsenic in the tap water. But the city tests the water regularly, but it had been running additional tests on the water after complaints that it was cloudy starting in the early weeks of August. Now, last Monday, so that's August 29th, Mayor Eric Adams said at a press conference yesterday that that's when preliminary tests from a third-party vendor detected unsafe levels of arsenic. A city hall rep says that they did more tests and that confirmed those findings on Thursday, September 1st. After that, the news site, the city, reported on those findings a day later, so Friday night. And then the city officially started warning tenants on Saturday, which is 5 days after those first results came in. But there's still confusion about who exactly knew what and when. And I've been getting conflicting information from City Hall on this and have a bunch of more follow-up questions about this that I'm waiting on answers for. We do know that there's a federal monitor that oversees NYCHA, and that federal monitor, Bart Schwartz, is looking into this. Exactly what happened, and we're likely to learn more about this in the coming weeks.
This week, the city said it's run additional tests and it can't find any arsenic. So what's going on here? Are tenants at risk or are they not at risk?
I mean, that's the open question now. And yes, the city's Department of Environmental Protection stepped in. They oversee water quality, and they took 140 additional samples in the original locations where the water was tested and in new locations all around this massive public housing complex. And we're talking about 19 buildings, home to more than 3,900 residents. And the short answer is, we don't know yet if tenants are safe, and that's why this guidance remains not to drink or cook with the water. It's looking increasingly like there were issues with the first tests run by this third-party vendor. In addition to arsenic, the city now says that that same vendor found Legionella bacteria. That's that harmful bacteria that spreads through water and can cause severe respiratory illness. But the city says it doesn't trust those results either. I talked to one expert who told me that the 140 samples that have come back with no discernible arsenic, that should give tenants some relief. But that same expert said they wouldn't be drinking, cooking, or showering in the water that might have arsenic or Legionella bacteria in it. So there are still a lot of unknowns here, Michael.
Are there any indications, Gwen, that tenants are getting sick?
Well, you know, the city says it has found no suspected or confirmed cases of Legionnaire's disease at the Jacob Riis houses over the past year. So that's good news. But in terms of arsenic poisoning, which can cause vomiting, nausea, diarrhea, and worse, right? Well, you know, I've talked to a bunch of tenants who have talked about headaches or stomach aches. One tenant said that she like compulsively vomited the other day. But this is a situation where it's kind of hard to get, it's not really clear where you're supposed to get tested to see if you've been exposed to arsenic. I spoke to one woman who said her daughter had been sick and she called her primary care doctor. She went to an urgent care and neither one had a test that was able to see if she had arsenic poisoning.
So what happens next, Gwen?
Well, the city is giving us regular updates, so we'll be bringing those to you as we get them. But at this point, residents of the Jacob Riis houses should still not be drinking or cooking with the tap water. That's the city's guidance. This, again, does not affect anyone outside the Jacob Riis houses, even if you live across the street. But there are big questions. Were the initial tests wrong? And if so, how did that happen? Or is there arsenic or potentially Legionella in the water? And if that's the case, what risks do tenants face and what should they do? There is a public meeting scheduled tonight for a school across the street from the complex. So we're hoping to get more answers there and residents may get further clarity.
A situation that has more questions than answers, but our Gwen Hogan is on the case. Gwen, thank you.
Thanks so much, Michael.